You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM, it is 11:21. This is Stay Foolish. They're trying to sort out headphones and mics.
Why do you guys have that one? This one's coming from next to you guys, and that one's next to us.
That's right.
Four guys, yeah, two mics, and two pair of headphones.
Cool.
Hello. This is Stay Foolish. And would you guys introduce yourself? Who does what? I see Larson there on the guitar.
I'm Seb. I play keys and sax.
I'm John. I play drums.
I'm Larson. I play bass and machine.
I'm Max, and I play guitar.
Nice. And cool. So thanks so much for coming in anyways. And I think we'll just get into it. And before we get into your music and stuff, tell us about how you guys all met and how Stay Foolish kind of formed.
You got the story?
Well, the original members was myself, Max, and Larson. We used to just jam a lot at home. And then we watched this movie called... what's it called?
Yakuza Apocalypse.
Yakuza Apocalypse.
And right.
It was a very great movie, and in one part of the movie, he pulls out this this little message in Chinese or Japanese, and it said "Stay Foolish," and we kind of like just looked at each other and we're like, "Yeah, that's us."
I actually had it written on a like mega sketcher at home,
yeah,
and Seb wanted to erase it, and I was like, "No." And he was like, "Why not?" And I was like, "You'll understand later." And then we watched the movie.
Great. So that's basically it.
Awesome. And also, so how did you guys all meet?
Well, I think me and Seb actually met through my girlfriend, because Max is my girlfriend's best friend.
You were going to say Max is my girlfriend. Full stop.
I actually met Larson at school.
Yeah.
Shout out to which high school?
Dilworth. And then how do we meet John? How do we meet you?
I met John at Chronophonium.
Yeah, we met like 4 years ago or something.
And then we used to jam every now and again.
But then, so there was the Fuzzy Vibe jazz jams.
Yeah.
That these guys used to come along to a lot, and I used to play along at those quite a bit. Mm. And then we got together for a jam. And then we played a gig.
Yeah.
And then now it's a thing.
And now all four of you all together.
Yeah.
Nice. And also talking about Stay Foolish and about that name, also how would you guys describe your music and how it kind of relates to Stay Foolish?
So I guess it's sort of like we have a big focus on improvisation.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
It's like psychedelic improvised hip hop.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah. Jazz.
A lot of sometimes we just like go on the mic and scream our lungs off, or sometimes we'll sing in harmony.
Yeah.
So it's got a kind of punk core as well to it, as well as
the ethos.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And would you guys want to play any of your tracks today? Kind of improv, or
pretty much the way most of our gigs go. Like we have like sets of samples, or maybe like one little chord progression or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of ends up being the song, and then we just sort of
right.
We wanted to.
Our last gig, like, we didn't have anything prepared for it.
Yeah.
So you guys just went on stage and kind of improv the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It got pretty punk.
Yeah, it
went off.
There was a little mosh pit, which was pretty cool. Mm.
Luckily, one of the lovely audience members came and held my bass drum in place for the
whole thing. For the whole thing.
Shout out to Jordan.
Yeah,
shout out to Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Cool.
The everlasting bass drum guardian.
And finally, talking about your music, because now that you guys have kind of elaborated on like improv and your music kind of comes from that, how did you guys produce the tracks that you guys kind of play?
Pretty much four track recordings and stuff like that. In real lo-fi, I don't know, Max usually mixes down some snippets from it, and it's real just lo-fi loops of that stuff, the jams.
So when you guys get together trying to come up with the track, does someone kind of come up with the beat, or like Seb kind of comes up with some keys and someone adds a beat to it?
Or someone starts playing and then the next guy starts playing. And the next guy starts playing.
It's generally like,
and then it's like, yeah, what was that again?
Yeah,
it's like 5 hours of noodling.
It's like a sort of like improvisational domino.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Always
that's cool.
Someone playing something. No one ever shuts up.
I stop playing sometimes.
No, John stops playing, and then everyone else keeps playing, yeah, and then he just comes back.
Right.
But we kind of like it because, like, me and Seb play drums, so we all try and play drums. John's just the best.
We switch around in our instruments and every now and then, but
I just can only play drums, so.
God's sake, John.
That is pretty cool, because I see a lot of instruments here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John's actually good at keys. He's just really shy about it.
He's shy.
Aww.
Should try do two things at once.
Yeah.
I'm doing four.
Drumming keys.
What's his
five
name?
Five things at once. Come on. You went to jazz school.
The guy from the Mars Volta, Rodriguez Lopez. He was in Bosnian Rainbows, and the drummer in that played like drums and keys at the same time.
I'll work on
a whole set, you know. So you can do that.
Give me like 4 years.
And then
do it now. Do it now, Joe. Right now.
Yeah, the first time, right now.
Someone give me a keyboard.
I'll just hold it in front of you. I'll play saxophone now.
That's cool. And so I know that you guys are kind of part of like other music projects. Right, yeah. And so you're like with Grow Room stuff, and how does your music differentiate from that? Or is it quite still the same vibe?
I guess that depends on the other projects, really.
Yeah.
So we've done, did a gig with Bad Crop a little while ago, and that was just sort of, that was actually quite similar to the stuff that we usually do.
Yeah.
And then, so we did a video of Larson's music, so Larson was directing that.
Mm. Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Shout out to Wi-Fi. Great shout out there.
I also do some stuff with Nick.
Yes.
Friends of all the world.
It's
pretty like different from what I'm doing here, because it's, you know, we're making house music to like hip hop, jazz, punk stuff. But
yeah,
it's you know, it's easy to balance here and there. But
yeah.
Cool. Just
that's
getting
good.
More ideas in here.
Like, what are your thoughts? Because I know the concept, and people, I mean, I'm like, oh, these dudes from Grow Room are in this band, and everyone's just like, what? They're playing a guitar? What? And I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, like, you know, there's that thought, because Grow Room has that concept, like, oh, it's hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, but that guy from Grow Room also plays guitar and punk music. So it's a really, it's quite refreshing if you guys find that.
Yeah.
I think
it's
cool. Yeah,
instruments can hip hop too.
Yeah.
And that's
guitar can hip hop, yeah.
I think it's a kind of side to the Grow Room as well. It's not publicized yet, so it's just like
right.
It's like home jams almost.
Yeah. Because I'm not sure if you guys know, for Bad for Education, and there's kind of like Brandon on the drums and Delian on the guitar.
I had no idea Brandon played drums, and then like...
It's
Brandon
funny because...
Drums in there.
Yeah. Yes. Shit. It was kind of weird. Everyone was like, if you play beats, I'm pretty sure you can stick in drum.
Even Lightskin, like, he does pretty dope drums, like, just off the top.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
One day, Graham would just turn into this huge... punk band collective.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's the ultimate goal.
Bad Crop's pretty punk, though.
Yeah. Bad Crop's
punk as fuck.
Yeah.
Awesome, let's get into it. What's your first track? I guess we're going to go in this full set.
Untitled 52 Magic.
Someone message in a name.
Someone, text into 5395, hear it and name it, okay?
Yeah.
Hear it and name it, and we'll get that announced. Otherwise, stay tuned. This is going to be some magic here on BFM.
Swedish.
Magic!
It's morning glory.
Thank you.
That they will stay foolish. That was really, really good. What, are you guys okay?
Yeah,
I'm good.
Just a little technical difficulty for 2K17.
Just gotta roll with it.
Maybe not take your time.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Whilst it's still rolling a bit, you can check out Stay Foolish on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. Go like their page and see their stuff and see what gigs are up to.
And SoundCloud.
Yeah. We'll be right back. stay foolish. Thank you, thank you. We just had a text coming in saying, call it lollies for poker from John's old mate Nick. Love you, bro, doing big things.
Oh, was that cool lollies?
Yes. Call it lollies for poker.
Is that Nick Dungeon?
John's old mate.
What?
It's from Nick. From John's old mate.
Oh. Hey, Nick. Hey, man. How you doing?
Cool. Who's Nick? John?
Hey, man.
Hello, Nick.
If it's the right Nick, I'm pretty sure it's the right Nick.
Is it the left Nick?
What if it's the
I made a funny.
Hey, Nick. Good. How you doing? Good? Oh, yeah, I did get your Instagram post. I'll get you a grow room jumper.
Oh, that Nick!
Yeah.
Oh,
that Nick. So,
we've established which Nick you are. Hopefully it is you, Nick. Thank you for texting in. So, lollies for poker, he called that.
Lollies for poker?
Lollies for poker.
Licorice lollies?
Licorice lollies for poker.
The raspberry one with the chocolate inside.
Oh. Do you eat the raspberry around it before you reach the chocolate?
No. Oh, kind of.
I do that. I do it with my teeth.
You gotta do the mixture. You gotta have like the full experience.
Or you get three and you braid them together and then.
How do you braid? Oh, right.
That's Sebastian's suggestion. Get three raspberries, braid them together, and then eat that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those like really fancy breads and like a twist.
Yeah.
Like a bagel.
Like a bagel.
No, bagels and twists.
Bagels don't.
Licorice bagels. I don't know about
bagels that. Apparently twist. But anyways, stay foolish. Where can we find your stuff? And if you guys have anything coming up for you, stay foolish.
So check out our Facebook and our Instagram for gigs that we're doing.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get something recorded.
Yeah.
Sometime.
We will have stuff.
At some point.
Like, we have a lot of things recorded. Well.
Yeah.
Might release the podcast recording as a...
Yeah.
EP?
Yeah.
No.
That's our EP.
Until then.
That will be out tonight.
We're on Facebook, Stay Foolish. On Instagram, Stay Foolish NZ. We're on SoundCloud, Stay Foolish NZ.
You guys should have a logo for Stay Foolish.
Stay Foolish, y'all.
Stay Foolish merchandise.
It's in the works.
Stay Foolish merch.
Frogs.
Froggy.
Yeah, just check out for when we're playing next and come have a boogie.
Come have a boogie on Mosh or listen to some jazz or...
Breakdance.
Just a general
break
wiggle.
Dance.
Just have a wiggle.
Break some bones. Sweat. Lose a couple of kgs. All good. We'll help you.
That there is Stay Foolish. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
And playing Lollies for Poker.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.